Thank you. Have a seat. That is wonderful, thank you.
My wife would make me dig in the garden, dig in the weeds, wade the mud and everything else. That makes me.
Wouldn't you be upset? At my very best tonight because I've had to dig too many weeds. Well, it's I'm so glad to see everybody here that's here tonight. And naturally, on this Friday night, we have an interested bunch. Yeah, you take a group that sings this away, you're bound to improve. I know that you will improve even more. You're now, I'd say, way up the ladder. You're way up the ladder in the field of music. So, and I'm awful proud to be here, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of all of you. So, Michael wants us to...
Brother Homer, you're leaving out. You're one of us.
Thank you, Amos. Thank you.
You're approved.
Now, Michael wants us to cover some of our lesson here. Can you see that, the way that sun's shining off there? I think maybe we can see it from there, can't you, all of you?
Yeah.
If we had a shade there, but... Or we couldn't move it. Now,
that'd be a good idea. Can you move it around this way, maybe?
I believe we can move it around. And I was a little late getting here tonight. Maybe have everybody up here a little bit. I'm sorry for that. We're going to take the music scale here for a little bit. Now, at the foundation of all music, we find that there's a series of eight tones ascending from the bottom, step by step, all the way up over the eight tones, and they're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. to these numbers, we add syllables. The syllables are do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. You all know these, don't you? You all know the shape notes. I think everyone about knows the shape notes. So all of our syllables is do, re, mi, fa, so, la, ti, do. Now we go up and down the scale by steps and half steps from do to re is one step. Or 1 to 2, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. All right, from do to re is one step. From re to mi, or 2 to 3, this is one step. From mi to fa, which is e to f, is a half step. So we have 1, 2, and then a half step. Then we have another from fa to sol, which is f to g. We have a full step. From G to A, we have a full step. From A to B, we have a full step. And from B to C is another half step. So you see, we have two half steps and the others are all full steps. But these now, you'll find out later, these full steps can be broken down into half steps, and that is where we go into our sharps and flats. We bring them into use by breaking these into half steps, then we bring our sharps and flats into use. Now these notes are written on the staff. Now this here, all of this is called the staff. You'll notice here how that the staff is divided into two parts. The staff from C, now, when we get down to here, you see we have do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, but when you get down onto the instrument, Wanda, you have C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, so that we have C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C. That's on the instrument there. So, now this scale, this staff, it's divided at C. If you take your song and look at your song, look at the first score of your song, and you notice the poetry is all in that, the poetry is all in that first score there, and it is included in the staff. This here, this is the imaginary line, the C. This is C. It is removed from there for the sole purpose of writing our poetry in. And then the staff, this here brace, is broken too here. This brace is broken too. And these are set far enough apart that you write your poetry where the, in, where the imaginary line is. So then, actually, you only have, you have C extending from one side to the other. It's right through the center of your poetry. The C, the key of C, goes right through the center of the poetry. So, there's so much to be said about music. I can't, I couldn't cover very much of it in one period. Music is educational. That's, it's one thing we can say for it. It's very educational. The very music we're using here tonight, what you're learning here tonight, you, Mitzi and Kelly, you can use it. You'll find it useful in your schoolwork. Whenever you're studying your music in school, you'll find this very useful. Aim to remember a little something each time that we meet. I think a choir should try to remember a little something each time that we come together in our singing practice. And as I said a while ago, you're among the highest already. But we can always get a little better. We can learn new things. We can learn new songs. And once we master it, now listen. Here's one thing is a must in the study of music. I made this statement here before. You must learn this staff. This is the staff, and this is the, the scale. You must learn it like you know the back of your hand. Now, you must know it. Amos, you know what I mean. You must know that scale is like you know the back of your hand, and if you put enough and Sharon, you're good with it too. If you study it enough, you'll find that you can move from any tone that you want to. You can take your key tone. This is your key tone here, and you can take your key tone from the piano, and then you can pick up all of these other tones because you become, through study, you become familiar with them and in practicing and just using them over and over. You become familiar with them, and you can just, all you have to do is look and see that you have the key of F, and you can say it. It comes out, you know it. So now that's what I've been telling Mitzi and Kelly, my girls, and that is very important, that we exercise the what we know on the scale. Use, always follow the scale. Now then, when we get our music written on the staff, then we bring into use our clefs. Now this first clef here, these two are alike. These are the G clefs, and they represent voices, ladies' voices, and men with high voices too. And this one,
What clef is this one?
Bass.
Bass clef. F clef. This is the F clef. Represents the men's voices, all of your, and your tenor voices. Your tenor comes in here too. But it goes on down into the very low basses. Then, to go a little further with this lesson, how much time do we want to take, Amos, here? Let's take a few more minutes.
Take them up over the scale. Take them up over the scale so he can record it.
Okay, that'll be a good idea. Now, in the study of your scale, you notice that we have, give us the key of C, please, there. Let's make a break at F right there and give it the one count, but the rest of them will be two, so we'll be in double time. Two of them now. Seat by seat, and make each one of our pupils would have to, say the scale up and back. I think and that is good for it. All right, now then we go over from this scale over here. We find how many notes do we count over there that's in use today, right over there in that group. Is that many notes in? General use today. There's other finer notes than this, but at the present time, and mostly, the whole note. Take a look at the whole note. You notice that it has no stem. It's just there standing, an open note. And how many counts does it get?
Four
counts. Is that right? All right, then to break that down, then we come back here to the same note that's followed by a dot, which adds half of its value to the entire note. So we have the stem, you notice we have the stem, and the open note followed by the dot. So now then, how many counts would it get?
Three
counts. And how do you figure that?
That's a half note with a dotted one. It's a dotted half.
Right. That's right. It's a dotted half. So the half note gets
two
counts. And the dot, one. So you have a three count note. All right. We've already spoke of the half note back here, this without the dot. And then on back to the, what's this?
Quarter
note. Now then, what do we mean by a quarter and a half and so on in music? You notice some people when they're playing music, you'll hear that? They're keeping time. That's a quarter beat.
they're keeping time. And they move their hand. I throw my hand every once in a while and shake my book so nobody else can see it. But now you're keeping time, and each pulsation is a quarter beat. Each pulsation is a quarter. So when you're keeping time, then for the count, for the four count notes, you would have four pulsations like that. Then you have a corresponding rest for each one of these notes. You have the whole rest and so on all the way around. Is any questions on that? Anybody have any questions on it? You understand the together the notes the first time. Me, 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 me,
because I couldn't see it too good, and then it's a brand new song.
Brand new to
Amy. I'm laying up treasures.
I'm laying up treasures in storehouse of love, in storehouse of love.
A place of great beauty.
Oh, yes. A place of such love. A place of such love.
I know they're increasing.
I know they're increasing. Every time that
waiting for me when grace of new day.
Singing that just as they felt it. And that is the way to sing.